Hello and welcome to Jump Change. It's Sunday the 5th of May, 2019. And I'm Rob, tuning in from the UK.
And I'm Luke, tuning in from South Korea. How's it going, Rob?
Good, good. So you quizzed me last time.
I did.
Do you remember?
And you did poorly.
I did poorly because you didn't give me enough time to answer them.
That's right? True.
So I got a quiz for you.
Okay, let's do it.
Hopefully you haven't discovered this one before. It's actually taken from I think Cointelegraph, but I want to see how you do.
Okay, cool. I'm nervous.
You should be. All right, let's have a go. All right, when Bitcoin was first exchanged for US dollars on an exchange, what was the exchange rate? Was it $3 a Bitcoin, 3 cent a Bitcoin, or 0.003 cent?
I am going to go with A, $3. No, really?
It was 0.003
cent. No way. That's crazy.
Isn't that mental?
0.003?
Yeah.
So that's not even 1 cent. That's like...
Nowhere near one cent.
Whoa.
Not even half a cent.
That's wild. I had no idea. Yeah. I thought it was about $3. Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
Good quiz.
It's good, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I got two more questions, fine. I'm not done.
Okay.
So, you know, Bitcoin has a limit to how many Bitcoins can be made, right?
Yes.
Do you know that limit?
Yes.
Okay. So I asked you the question, what is the largest amount of Bitcoins ever produced?
Up until now? In one go?
Mm-hmm.
In one go?
Ever will
be produced?
Ever created until now.
Until now?
Or probably ever.
21 million is the max, right?
Yeah.
Now I think it's about 18 million. No?
Okay, so this is a bit of a trick question.
It was very vague.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So did you know in 2010 that an incident happened? It was called the value overflow incident.
Okay, no, I didn't know that.
So this is a code vulnerability, right? And it actually allowed somebody that was sending a transaction to create 184 billion bitcoins.
Really?
Right? Out of just thin air.
Oh,
okay. But the mistake was fixed straight away and the network was turned to the limit of 21 million coins.
Oh, wow.
So that's a cool one to know. Yeah, yeah.
The number? 10 billion? What do you say?
184 billion.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's way more. That's double XRP's amount.
Man, it's I didn't know about that.
No, I've no idea. That's a big deal.
It's yeah,
good that they kept that quiet, actually.
Yeah, now we're telling everyone.
Yeah. All right, I gotta get one question right. So what's the third
one? Okay. All right. Which rapper first took payments in Bitcoin for their music?
50 cents.
All right.
Oh.
Do you want yeah, the answers the options before you decide?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so you got 50 Cent.
Yeah.
You got Eminem. Or you got Ill Sweatshirt.
I'm going to stick with my original answer. So A, 50 Cent.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Yeah!
Nice.
Okay. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It wasn't just a wild guess.
No. He was on a chat show last year, one of them late night American ones, and he was talking about how he's a Bitcoin millionaire by chance, because he got the Bitcoin, you know, as payment for his record, but then he kind of forgot about it.
yeah.
So cool.
And one more bonus question if you want it.
I do. This is fun.
Yeah. Okay. What year was Bitcoin created? Was it 2002, 2004, or 2009?
2009.
Yeah, boy.
I know that.
There you go.
I got my basics. So two out of four. It's not too bad. It's weird.
Was it four? Yeah, it was 2 out of 4. Yeah, yeah, 50%. I mean,
that's typical for me in school, so I'll take that.
Yeah, me too, mate.
In crypto as well. Wicked.
I'll tell you about their story about forgetting your investments and then coming back to it. Like, obviously, Squiggles had the same thing, and that's kind of how he got into crypto. But a while ago, so we met with some friends last night for Luke's brother's actual surprise birthday. Surprise! obviously, Luke is in Korea and Luke's brother is in the UK with us.
Yeah.
He's actually got a podcast called Common Clay of the New West. You should definitely get
it. Yeah, it's hilarious. Check it out.
Anyway, a while back, probably actually a year ago, it was a year ago, I was talking to one of our friends about investments, and he was like, well, kind of, you know, give me an investment or whatever. And I was like, okay. At the time, it was prior to the Canadian weed stock like boom, whatever, where Canadian marijuana was still illegal. Anyway, he put it in there, you know, got a couple of investments and then forgot about it. And he completely forgot that he had invested at all.
Yeah.
Didn't have the app, didn't have his login, didn't have anything. And then when I asked him about it last night, because I don't see him often at all, he was like, oh my God, I completely forgot about those. So he re-downloaded the app and looked at his investment, and he was up like 90%.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah. So that was good.
That was cool. Wicked.
Yeah. But by the way, none of what I say is investment advice. I had to tell him the same thing. So.
Yeah. News.
Anyway, let's jump onto some news. One second, let me just pull up what I got. Okay, I am taking ages. Sorry, guys. I would say talk among yourselves like I normally do in meetings, but it's just you, Luke.
Just me.
So,
shall I?
You start.
I'll start. So. The first story is Craig Wright sues Roger Ver.
I guess while I'm looking for it, I can say my Coinbase card hasn't turned up.
Facebook is in talks with MasterCard and Visa card over their stablecoin.
Samsung to create their own bespoke coin.
Cool. One more.
Elon Musk tweets about Ethereum.
Yeah, cool.
So
some good stories.
So yeah, like we'll just touch lightly on it on everything really, because we got our biggest winners and losers segment to come up.
Yeah.
We're gonna try and keep things a little bit more condensed. So
shall I go first?
Do you wanna hit the top of the Facebook one?
Yeah. I'll start with the Craig Wright one. So we talked about this 2 weeks ago. Craig Wright has been on a suing streak, hasn't he, Rob? And he now has served Roger Ver, who is a CEO of Bitcoin.com and Bitcoin Cash, the real Bitcoin Cash, with a huge lawsuit. So,
yeah.
Ah, man, that guy, what the hell? He's suing everyone.
I know. He's such a meanie.
He's a rich meanie.
Yeah.
So Roger Ver apparently said that he's a fraud and a liar on some YouTube channel. And that's the reason.
Mm. But he's basically going out and suing the smaller guys as well as the bigger guys. So that's quite worrying and quite horrible, really. But
so it's interesting, actually, that he's going after Ver, because Ver is extremely wealthy and can definitely fight him back in the courtroom. So, but they have huge differences. So if you're not aware, Bitcoin Cash forked, so like became two different coins a few months ago. So Roger Ver headed one coin, Bitcoin Cash ABC, and Craig Wright headed the other coin, Bitcoin Cash SV, which has had a shit time. that coin has tanked so hard in the last few months, so. Last few weeks, I mean.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's out to kill everyone, isn't he? To get everyone.
Yeah. Sad, really. Yep. Never mind. Nobody likes him, so he's just throwing his toys around now.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so I touched on my, it's not really news, my Coinbase card hasn't arrived yet. Has anybody had their cards yet? Has anybody used their cards? Let me know. Yeah, but the real piece of news, really, Samsung to create their own bespoke coin.
Yeah.
So this is, so Luke and I have spoken about this before, but Luke lives in Korea, and as far as I'm aware, like the culture, like of kind of historically with Korean things is they're very proud of Korean made products, which is a great thing, and that they're willing to give things a go and actually, you know, use their own sort of technology. And like I heard about people with in Korea for a long time, only people really had Korean made cars, you know, it was to import them, that like the government made it so expensive to import like kind of foreign cars and things like that, that because it was, you know, it wanted people to use their own products and be proud of them, which is, I think, is a good thing. So I can imagine Samsung being Samsung as a Korean company, I can imagine it, and having a lot of investors in cryptocurrency, right?
Yeah, it does. Sure.
I can imagine it doing pretty well.
Yeah. So, I mean, this, my story too about Facebook making its own crypto stable coin, which I assume Samsung's coin will be a stable coin as well. They kind of go hand in hand. So basically what's happening is that there are big companies, like, you know, the massive global companies, Facebook, Samsung, probably Apple, Google, you know, all of these companies, they are developing their own currencies, actually. So with what Facebook's done is teamed up with Visa and MasterCard in order to raise $1 billion to kind of act as collateral to keep the stable coin stable. And then using Visa and MasterCard's kind of systems and softwares, they'll probably work together in order to help the transaction process go smoothly from people using the Facebook, what, you know, Facebook messenger tools like WhatsApp or Instagram to real stores. So I mean, it's really interesting because, you know, if Samsung and Facebook both have stable coins which are used frequently, like, you know, like real currencies, real money, they're going to make so much money. You know, they'll probably take a tiny fee for each transaction that goes on. So they stand to make so much money.
Yeah, yeah. Very good, very good. And bringing it to the public eye.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is a good thing.
So actually, the Facebook story was reported in the Wall Street Journal. So it's not, you know, it's not a joke. This is serious. Like they're really going for this. And another thing I forgot to mention was that one of Facebook's aims is to eliminate the card processing fees that most merchants take, which is about 2% actually of each transaction. So if they can eliminate that and make it like, you know, 0.1% or whatever, then, you know, merchants would almost certainly, you know, adopt the Facebook currency, the Facebook crypto to make their transactions. Pretty, I think it's, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I can't imagine it being used yet.
I mean, I think we talked about this off air a little bit. The first round of the Facebook kind of coin release and you know, trials is going to take place in India. Apparently, almost every Indian uses WhatsApp like religiously. So, and in India, it's very difficult for people to send money to each other. Like, you know, obviously you can hand cash over. If you want to make a bank transfer, that's very expensive and very difficult. So, you know, having instant transfer of wealth in India is a big deal. Where for us in Korea and UK, it is, well, we do it easily anyway. So it's not such a big deal for us, but
It's kind of goes with the whole, so India at the moment are going through this whole thing about like banning cryptocurrencies and things like that. And I think people are going to be still skeptical over using things like that just because of the, you know, the negative media.
Yeah,
and
possibly
the government being against it.
Yeah.
Sort of, I don't know. We'll see.
True.
So Elon Musk as well. Right, so he's just tweeted the word Ethereum. bit confusing. We don't really know what he's kind of getting
just
at.
Just the word Ethereum in a tweet.
Just the word Ethereum, that's and caps. It, right? So that's how... No. Well, capital E is, you know, he's grammatically correct there, right? and which Vitalik replied to him and said, you should come to our DevCon in October. And then which Elon Musk replied with, stop giving away free ETH.
That's great.
and a crying face, crying laughing face, you know? But he does go on a little bit and he says, like, you know, what should be developed on Ethereum? And then Vitalik's going back with stuff. And then it seems like Musk has just given up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Musk has always talked about cryptocurrency, as we've discussed before. And Doge, he was sort of, I don't know if he was joking about Doge or something, but that actually resulted in a big spike in price action of Doge as well, which is quite funny. So I'm not sure if the same happened with Ethereum. I'm not really that behind Ethereum at the moment. So
I mean,
I'm not following
it. I'm not sure what he's, you know, what his intentions are, if he has any, with that tweet. But I think he has said in the past that he is a believer in crypto and decentralized finance. So maybe. Interesting.
Okay. so I think that's basically it for the news, right? But there's something else. I don't know if it's news, but there's a website that's been launched. And it's a countdown, apparently, of the live unveiling of the Bitcoin creator Satoshi. I don't believe
it. Yeah, and you've got to put your email in to kind of access the info in 9 days or whenever the countdown runs out. So I don't believe it.
So the currently, at the time of recording, is 9 days, 7 hours, 4 minutes, and 25 seconds until we know who Satoshi is, right? But I'm gonna check in a temporary email or whatever just to see what comes of that. But because I'm curious about what it is, and I suppose that's what they've done. I've fed into exactly what they want.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious on what garbage. No,
you can let us know in 9 days then.
Yeah, I will actually. Cool. Right. So price action. Have you got all that prepared for us? All right.
Good evening, everyone, and the highlights of the news.
Great, read all about it.
Every index has seen bull markets and bears over the years. Bitcoin saw both a bull and a bear in the same day.
All right. So, winners and losers for the week in terms of price action. Well, I'll just quickly run through the biggest losers and then the biggest winners. So, biggest losers, we have ODEM down 11% in the week, Zilliqa down 12%, and Theta Network down 13%. We've talked about Theta in the past. That's basically a YouTube competitor using the blockchain.
Right.
Zilliqa is I'm probably pronouncing that terribly, but that is a platform basically like Ethereum. And ODEM, I looked into this is quite interesting. It's education on demand. It's an educational platform like Udemy. If you're not sure if you're aware of these, where you can upload courses and you can like kind of teach people basically. And you can get paid in their token. So students get paid and also teachers get paid. Has potential.
Students get paid
for completing stuff. Yeah. For finishing courses, lessons.
That's really cool.
So it's definitely something unique. I haven't seen anything like that before. So that's cool. All right. Biggest winners. Chainlink up 16% this week. Horizon up 19% and Cosmos up 44%. Cosmos is aims to be kind of a hub of blockchains. That's the point. Cosmos, like, you know, the space, right? So they aim to connect different blockchains to each other.
All right. Okay.
Up 44%. It's now at number 12 in the rankings. So it's doing well, actually.
Yeah, that's actually worth a look at. Kind of like technically, I'm quite interested on how they're proposing to do that.
Right, maybe we can do a review one day, perhaps. Yeah, good name too. Good logo, I like as well. Good. If that makes any difference.
probably. Yeah, right.
Back in the heyday, a good logo and a good website made a big difference.
Yeah, it really did. Really did. All right. Okay, so news, not news emails. At all. All right. Emails.
We had one email this week. It is from a guy called Matt, and he says, "Hello, boys. Okay. I am brand new to cryptocurrencies, and I found your podcast on iTunes. So I listened to the episode, How to Buy Bitcoin in the UK, and that really grabbed my attention. And I grabbed my first portion of a Bitcoin. So I just want to say thanks for that." And then he goes on to say, if you do read these emails out, can you explain what a Bitcoin block and a Bitcoin node is to a non-technical beginner? Cheers, Matt.
Yeah.
So good question, Matt. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll take this. So I'll start with the block then. I guess you can think of a Bitcoin block or just a block as a verified sort of transaction of information. So that block would contain sort of a record of all of, you know, a section of information, for example. This block then is added to the last block that was created. So with that, you can imagine that every time that that happens, this sort of a block being added underneath the last block, underneath the last block, underneath the last block. Yeah. So it starts with the process is like repeated from the first one, this create block that's ever created. And then you end up with like this sort of big stack of blocks. Yeah. With from first to last. So when you think of it in that way, the name, you know, blockchain. So blockchain sort of starts to make sense then, because each block is chained together. Yeah, from the last one. So that's essentially what a block is. then you have a node. So basically what a node is like a computer or like electronic device with an internet connection and an IP or whatever. That's part of the blockchain network. And what it does is it maintains a copy of the blockchain and it helps to process the transactions. So you can think of it like an assembly line. It would be like a sort of a station or position that it gets to, where it gets the information, does something with it, and then it gives an output. And then it'll carry on then. So you just got to think of things simply. They sound complicated, but when you think of it, it's really not that complicated. Luke, did that make sense to you? Do you think a beginner would understand what I just said?
That's good. Cool.
Yeah? Okay. Wicked. That's it. I think that's it for us.
If you have any questions for us, you can hit us up on Twitter at our chump change.
And we can also email us at chumpchange.financer.com. Cool.
Thank you for listening.
cheers, guys. All right, next time.